Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. James needed a new beginning. He needed a new beginning. He really did. He never really knew his dad, and his mom spent more time in jail than out of jail. Eventually, his mom would hook up with a troublemaker, somebody who was really no good. And then eventually, they would load up the Oldsmobile Delta 1988, and that would become James's home. James never unpacked his bags. He needed a new beginning. It's what he needed. He lived in the Delta 88 for over a year. And then one day, that same Delta 88 pulled up into a parking lot in Florida, and James got out, and the car left. James never unpacked his bags. He needed a new beginning. In our story today, our lesson from Exodus, we see another group of people, a group of people that need a new beginning. Now, if you've been following along throughout Lent, in our Wednesday services, we've been going through the book of Exodus. And this past Wednesday, we had the episode of the golden calf. The Israelites, seeing that Moses was gone, was delayed for a long period of time, thought that he was gone or dead. And so they make this golden calf and they begin to worship it. They did terrible things. They made an atrocious sin. They really messed up. And so what does Moses do? Well, first thing he does is he actually takes the golden calf, grinds it up, puts it into the water, and makes the Israelites drink it. If they want the gold so much, they can have it. But he also goes back onto the mountain. He has two tablets that he carves, and he goes back up to the mountain. These Israelites have made an atrocious error. They need a new beginning. They don't just want a new beginning. They need a new beginning. And so Moses goes before God. And what does God say? What does God give? God gives them a new beginning. He forgives them. Now notice, you'll notice in the text, it actually says that God forgives them, but then it lists three different things. It lists iniquity, transgression, and sin. And there's a reason for that. The reason for that is because that gives you three different categories to look at. The Hebrew word for iniquity means twisted or bent. When the sin in your life twists you, when it turns you, when it forces you over, that's forgiven. Transgression. Transgression is the Hebrew word for rebellion. The people of Israel had rebelled against God. And even that is forgiven. And then finally, the last is sin. Sin's actually an old archery term. It means to aim for the bullseye, but to miss it. That's what a sin is. A sin is whenever you try for the best, but you miss and you don't quite get it. Maybe it's a small mistake, maybe it's a big mistake. You sin. And so right there up on the mountain, God, speaking to Moses, says all of it, all three categories, there is forgiveness. There is a new beginning. James needed a new beginning. Remember James? We talked about him a little bit ago. James needed a new beginning. When he was dropped off in that parking lot, he got put into the foster care system. And after a while, he was kind of on that tail end. You see, when you reach a certain age, your chances of getting adopted as a family kind of dwindle pretty substantially. And he was at that age where he was probably not going to get adopted. And so in the foster care system, he went around trying to find ways to make extra income. He started mowing lawns. Has a place in my heart. That's what I used to do. And so that's what James does. He finds a man by the name of Russ, and he begins to mow his lawn. Russ is an elderly man. His wife's name is Bay. And after several weeks of mowing Russ's lawn, the family decides that they would like to adopt James. And so James, he gets his new beginning. He gets to come into the house. He has TV, meals every day, hot water. He's living the dream. But you see, James, he still doesn't unpack his bag. Because you see, a new beginning, it's a wonderful thing, and it's something that God offers to the Israelites, but it's also something that's optional. How many of us gathered here understand the Israelites? We need a new beginning. We've made mistakes. We've messed up. We desperately need a new beginning. We don't want a new beginning. We need a new beginning. And so we hear these words of God again, given to the Israelites, given to Moses, and given to us, that through our Heavenly Father, we have forgiveness. Forgiveness from iniquity. Forgiveness from transgression. Forgiveness from sin. And yet, we still have a bag that's packed. See, it's optional. That is to say, through the working of the Holy Spirit, we can be given faith. Through the working of the Holy Spirit, we can be given the faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in that faith, we can be forgiven. We are forgiven, but we can reject it. We can reject the Spirit. We can reject the very work of God. We can walk away. It's optional. Many of us gathered here are gathered here week after week to hear God's word again and again to strengthen our faith. We are given a new beginning. But it is optional. For James, he was at Russ and Bay's house for over a month before he finally did it. Before he finally understood that Russ and Bay truly did love him. They truly did care for him. It took him over a month before he finally unpacked his bag. Before he finally took that option, if you will. He would later talk about this. You see, because James, obviously, is his real name, but yet he was also known by Jimmy Wayne, to be exact. He kind of became a bit of a country singer back in the 2007-2008 time period. And he talked a lot about foster care. He gives a lot of money towards the foster care program and even sings a lot of his songs toward the foster care programs. And oftentimes he talks about his very first guitar, which he got through a paper angel program put on by the Salvation Army. In fact, one of his songs is called Paper Angels. But you see, it took Jimmy Wayne a month to unpack his bags. And even for us, as we gather here, we need a new beginning. But we're given a new beginning through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are given forgiveness through His work upon the cross. We are cleansed of our transgression. We are cleansed of our sins. So I guess you know what time it is. It's time to unpack our bags. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.